So wandering through the streets of Dublin last night, yep, okay, had a couple of very, very nice Guinnesses. I couldn't help but stop at the window of a shop. The kind of shop you wouldn't be surprised to find somebody selling real-life gremlins in. It's a curio art decor, in fact, I think it's called decor shop. The first thing that hits you when you look through the window in the dark of the night was what appeared to be, and is, a whale skull. I imagine the largest skull available today on planet Earth, but it's gilted with silver on certain sections, and it's actually quite a beautiful piece. Today, I'm walking down the same road, the doors open, and I go inside, and I'm faced by all kinds of randomness, stuff of dreams and nightmares. And I was just taken aback by simple things like the most beautiful wooden tabletop, for example, made of ironwood, bigger than my living room, if truth be told, but just so many beautiful things. And a guy sat quietly in the corner, known locally by the name of Dr. Dublin. Where did that come from?
I've done a robot that are outside the shop in bronze, and I sign everything Dior because my name's Darren Robinson. So then everything, this was Dior Dublin, so then now I've been called Dr. Dublin, so it was a complete mistake, and but it's cool.
How long have you been here?
18 years. We're here selling, amusing myself for 18 years. I just sell all sorts of crazy things, and which does my wife's head, and I'm sure, what can you do?
You make a lot of what's in here, and a lot of it seems to be entirely unique. I can't remember ever seeing a large Buddha statue with a respirator on, holding Roman Catholic rosary beads. What's the message behind that piece, for example?
Well, at the moment, I'm not very happy with the Irish Church, and so it has the rosary beads as the Irish Catholic Church, and then Buddha has to wear the gas mask to protect himself from it. So it's called toxic religion. But most people, when they see it, they think I'm going to dig at Buddha, but I'm not.
No, it's almost like Buddha's examining the rosary beads, but has to wear protection to do so.
Yeah, but it's a bit of crack.
The whale skull, incredible piece. Where did that come from?
Came from Papua New Guinea. I bought 18 pieces of whale. I had the big ribs and the whole lot. And it came from a cave. And it took 3 weeks to get it out of the cave and up the side of the mountain with about 18 lads. So that would have been a good documentary.
Where do you find out about a whale skull? I'm sure it wasn't on eBay or something.
No, our dealers. I have a house in Indonesia, so I'm in Bali. So I'm over there a lot. And dealers know that I'm looking for stuff. Like, I'm looking for an elephant skull at the moment. So I'm constantly looking for mad things. So that's people, if they find something nuts, they bring it to me.
That's amazing. So there's a lot of guns as well. Guns doing weird things. Guns holding teacups, coffee cups. You've got an onyx gun, which I've just photographed you with, which is quite spectacular. What's the inspiration behind them?
Well, that was the first piece of like marble or onyx I carved. And it's called a tribute to Andy Warhol. But I got a picture, a photograph of the woman who shot Andy Warhol. So that's the gun that, the same model of gun, although I've made it in marble and made it much bigger. So that's what the story behind that is. But that took 6 months' work, which was, that's because I didn't know what I was doing. But it turned out okay.
Does your art and your expressing certain things for the crack ever get you in trouble?
Yeah, it gets me in trouble a lot. Recently we've done a campaign of bombs. We did carrot bombs.
So instead of a bunch of, like a stick of dynamite, you've got a bunch of carrots with a timer on.
Yeah, a bunch of carrots with a timer on. You can see that on my website. But we put them all over town. I have nighttime ones, which are digital. I have other ones. Sometimes I sellotape old clocks and then have the wire sticking out. They look really real. I first started doing them if we were sitting outside a pub. We put them across the road so you could see people's reaction. But then the police start coming and stuff, so I start getting a bit mad.
So. Mad in what way? Like closing roads?
Well, they were closing down the roads and stuff, and then I was going to get into trouble. And particularly when the Queen came over, it was a real bad one.
You didn't decide to have a few carrots lying around then?
I had one outside the shop, and it was taken away in within 5 minutes. And anyway, but what can you do?
It's I can't help but think that if that had happened over in England, you'd actually be facing terrorism charges now.
Yeah, you'd think that, but I think the police just, like, at one stage, I photographed on my phone, but the police were actually taking photographs and having a laugh and sending them to their mates, because they just knew it was carrots, you know, and it wasn't.
Until people start making plastic explosives in the shape of carrots, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. Or making bombs with fertilizer.
Which they do all the time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, is this quite more closely related than I appreciated?
I know, yeah.
Wow, so you could well suffer for your art.
Of course, yeah. This is it. As many artists do, it's a bit of crack.
What are you most proud of?
I love the whale skull. I'm really happy with that. And it just took so long to do, and it took me 3 or 4 years to get a whale skull.
There's a lot of silver involved.
It's 2,000 grams of silver, and it's on 1.5 tons of stainless steel. So that was a huge amount of work, and even just doing the plinth, because I 3 different types of plinths to make, but that one works because it hangs off it, and so you don't have to drill into the bone or do anything, it just kind of fits in, you know. So that's one of my favourite pieces at the minute.
It must all also bring people into the shop, and it's not a cheap piece of art, is it?
It's not, it's 26 grand, but so as an art wise, it is, it's 9 foot tall.
No one's going to run away with it, are they?
No one's going to run away with it. Like, you can see, we had to chip out the ceiling to get it in. Like, it's a mad thing.
It's pretty incredible. And would you be sad to actually see it go? I guess for 26 grand, probably not. But
well, yeah. But then, like, what I normally do is if I sell something, that it funds the next thing I'm doing. You know. So
how do you beat a whale skull gilt with silver?
I don't know. What I'm thinking of doing is the elephant skull and the tusks will be silver or glass, you know. So yeah, so I'm thinking of lots of different shit,
because there's lots of, I guess, ethical and environmental questions about doing anything with a skull unless it's a statement against the attacking of animals. And interestingly, a lot of the problems in Africa when it comes to ivory is directly connected to the arms trade, isn't it? People are getting the ivory in order to buy Kalashnikovs.
This whale skull is 2,000 years old, so they probably would have been buying, I don't know, bone arrows or flint out of it.
Yeah, totally. What an amazing shop. What's the physical address in Dublin, and what's your online address should people want to see more of your stuff?
It's 14A Wexford Street, and the shop is called Decor, so it's decor.info. And then we have another one, which is decordublin.com. And then I have another website, which is drdublin.wordpress.com, which you'll see loads of stuff on that.
And I highly recommend coming in and having a look in some of the nooks and crannies and corners, because there's some really, really weird, wonderful and inspirational stuff. Thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you.